In the Americas, Venezuela's opposition candidate for next Sunday's presidential election has drawn a huge crowd in the capital, Caracas. James Blears has this report.
Hundreds of thousands of supporters turned out to cheer on Henrique Capriles of the First Justice Party, who's drawn together disparate strands of more than 30 opposition groups. In concluding a vigorous campaign with this enormous rally, he's cut the lead of President Hugo Chavez to just 10 points. The intriguing and as yet unanswered question is which way the 11.6% of still undecided voters are going to go. The ex-state governor also used the platform to condemn the Saturday shooting killings of three of his supporters in President Hugo Chavez's home state of Barinas. Hugo Chavez, who's led Venezuela since 1999, is seeking another six-year term. Campaigning to large crowds in Zulia State, he condemned the deaths, saying that the democratic process is the way forward. He also said Henrique Capriles knows that he's losing. It remains to be seen what sort of effect the health factor will play in this keenly contested election. Hugo Chavez has never disclosed what form of cancer that he's twice needed operations for in the last year, followed by chemotherapy and radiation treatment. He's declared himself cured. It'll soon be up to the Venezuelan people to decide if they want to continue with Chavez, who's promising to deepen his socialist reforms, or Capriles, who's promising change. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.